Oh, so does it look like we had a good time or what, man? We had a blast. It was amazing. One thing that I want to do before I get into the message is we had, as Aaron mentioned earlier, we had probably in the mid-20s of volunteers that came and helped and built and worked hours and prayed and did a fabulous job putting together this VBS. So let's give them all a hand in the house and thank you. I mean, I get that words don't do good enough. So stick around and help take down decorations, and then we're going to feed you for all of your hard work today. Every night we had a different story, a different thing about Wild About Jesus. We talked about the first night. Rod talked about Jesus being the good shepherd. And we talked about what a shepherd was. And we talked about that the scripture says that Jesus is the shepherd, and that the sheep, we're the sheep, and the sheep know the shepherd's voice, that we know him when he calls to us, and that we need to know our shepherd. How many of you know that's a true statement? The second night, Pastor John, he talked about Jesus in the wilderness, and he talked about the temptations that came to him. And he talked about, look, I'm going to cry, and it's BBS Sunday. Look, he talked about how we're not defined by what we do. Turning rocks into bread, into stones, into sandwiches. Jesus, that one of the kids went home that night and like, what did you learn? He's like, Jesus will not turn stones into sandwiches. That's what they learned. So there's that. And then that we're not defined by who we know, by the people being able to see what we do and know that we are who we are because they see us being thrown down and protected and saved from the temple. And then the last one is that we're not defined by what we have. The devil tried to say, hey, you can have all this if you just bow down to me. And we're not defined by those three things. And Jesus said, he's not. And that means if we're to be Christ-like, that we're not to be defined by those things in our life. And then the last night we talked about Daniel in the lion's den and about how God is our protector, right? How many of you know he protects us even in the midst of the situations? Doesn't say he keeps us out of the situation, right? King Darius wanted to find a way to keep him from going into the lion's den. Remember, guys? But what did the angel of the Lord say to the lions? Lions, shut your mouth. Remember? That's what he said. Everybody say it. Lions, shut your mouth. That's what the angel told the lions, and that's what they did. And so we talked about how God is going to protect us through everything that we face. And today, it was amazing. The just rawr at the end of today. We're going to talk about Jesus as our Savior. And what we're going to do is we're going to start at the beginning. I want to show you something that we find in Genesis, right? So Genesis 1:1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, right? So he created the heavens and the earth. And then from there, he created, it says that there was a firmament that was made, and that's the heavens, called the heavens. And then he separated the land from the water. And then the next day, he created fish and birds. And the next day, he created all living things, right? Including Adam. And he did all of that. He did all of that so that he could have fellowship with us. He created all these things around us so that they were amazing. How many of you love looking at animals? How many of you love watching animals? You see how they fly. You see how they crawl. You see how they swim. I've been watching Shark Week stuff. How many of you love Shark Week and learning all about the shark? I love, usually we do that when we go to the beach, but we didn't go to the beach this time. But I love watching the animals and seeing what God created around us. Seeing, like when I was a kid, when I was your age, I didn't really understand what it meant to go to like the mountains and look out. Like we would go to the mountains and they would be my parents and we'd be like, oh, this is amazing. I'm like, all right, we saw this. Can we go to Chuck E. Cheese or something now, right? Like I didn't understand it at that time, but now I'm getting older. So I look at things and I see the sunrise and all the things that are so beautiful that God gave to us. And then I remember the scripture where it talks about God putting man in charge of all of the wild beasts, in charge of everything, and saying, hey, he brought the animals in front of Adam and said, I want you to give them a name. And as they came, he named each and every one, like a rhinoceros. And why did he create mosquitoes? I don't know. But he said, there's a mosquito, and there's this, and there's this. And he named all of the animals, and he said, now I want you to take care of them all. Do you know we are supposed to take care of everything that God's given to us? We are supposed to take care of everything He's given to us. The outdoors, our home, our parents, our friends, all of these things. And you say, well, where are you getting to about the part about Jesus being the Savior? Here it comes. The scriptures say in chapter 3 that the serpent was the most cunning. And he came to them. Let me back up just a second. God gave all of the vegetables and all of the garden and all these things so that we could enjoy them, right? One of the things that the devil tries to do, the enemy tries to do, is to steal, kill, and destroy. What he wants to do is take away the very things that God has given to us to enjoy. The most of it being, the biggest thing being, the presence of God. Us being able to come into God's presence, right? Because this is what happens. The devil tries to bring sin into your life. And according to scripture, sin separates us from God. It keeps us away. So what happened was, is God said, look, you can have all this stuff, any of this stuff you can eat, you can hang out, you can have fun with, but don't mess with that one thing. Don't mess with the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Don't eat its fruit, because if you do it, you will surely die. That's what God told them. And the devil came to him and the serpent and said, hey, did he really say that? Did he really say that? He didn't really say that. How many of you try to make sense of, I can still do things that my parents told me not to do because I'm going to do them in a different way? Not, like one kid, two kids are honest, raising their hands. The rest of them be like, I ain't putting them up because my parents are watching. So, so what happens is the enemy tried to come and to allow sin to come into their life, which would separate them. And what ended up happening because they ate of the fruit? Does anybody know? Adults, you can know too. What ended up happening? They were taken out of the Garden of Eden, taken away from the place that God had for them. The good things God had in their life. And this is what the scripture tells us, that God made a way so that those things could be a part of our life again. So that we could have access to God, so that we could come into His presence, so that we could be one of His children. Right? And the way He did that is through Jesus Christ. He says that He sent Him. So let me say this. How many of you have ever gotten in trouble? And if you were like me at my house, my mom always said, you just wait till your dad gets home, young man. How many of you have ever heard that before? You just wait till your... And as I was sitting there waiting on my dad, I was like, please, please. I love my dad, but I want him to come home. And then I would say, please, if anybody else, can we just switch? Can I switch with somebody right now and then come back to my life in a second? You know what I'm saying? Can I just make a trade so I don't get in trouble? How many of you ever thought that thought before? You kids, y'all ever thought that thought? Like, oh no, I'm going to die. Listen, you're not going to die. You're going to be good. You might get in trouble, have some issues. But the one thing that we understand is that if we have sin in our life, which the enemy tries to bring into our life, if we have that, it takes us away from God's presence. And what where God has for us, the things that He's done for us. But He said, the scripture says, for God so loved the world that He sent His Son, His only begotten Son, that whoever believes might be saved. How many of you want to be saved? How many of you? So you think that thought and you say, well, you hear people say, I was lost, but now I'm found. How many of you have ever heard people say that before? How many of you think that you're lost right now? You'd be like, no, I'm at, my parents brought me to church. I know right where I'm at, right? How many of you, you're like, you need a Savior? And it's like, well, what do I need to be saved from, right? Have you ever thought that thought before? I did. I did when I was a kid. And the thing about it is the scripture says that anything that we know not to do and we do it, it says that's sin in our life, right? And that separates us from God. So if I have, wait, don't raise your hand on this. Just think it in your head. How many of you ever ate that cookie after your mom said, don't eat that cookie? How many of you ever took a penny that you found somewhere that belonged to somebody else, or a pencil at school? How many of you ever did any of those things? Well, the scripture says that we're not supposed to do those things, and we know that we're not supposed to do those things, so that makes sin in our life. And this is the thing. You say, well, I'm bad because I've sinned. The Bible tells us that everybody has sinned, And everybody has fallen short of the glory of God. That's why Jesus came into our lives. That's why he's here, so that we can have access back to God. So this is what I want you to do. I want everybody to close their eyes and bow their heads. Aaron, I want you to come on back up, and you can play for a minute. Bella, you can come on, and because we're going to play a song before we go. But this is what I want you to think about. Right now, I want you to think about all the things. Close your eyes, bow your heads, everybody. Nobody looking around. There's a kid going out. That's okay. Bow your heads, close your eyes. I want you to think about the things that you have in your life that don't belong, that the enemy tries to come and bring into your life so that it separates you from God. The things that you've done that you're not proud of, the things that are in your past. God says that through Jesus we can be forgiven, that our sins can be washed away, and we can have access back to God. How many of you want that in your life this morning? Yeah. If you want that, I want you just to put your hand up. And we're going to say a prayer together. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask right now that you would allow us to see the gift that you've given us in your Son. That you would allow us to accept it and to walk in it. And allow us to not have condemnation or be upset or frustrated or worried about the things that are in our past, that they would keep us from you. But allow us to know that in what Jesus did, we have access to you. And because of that, all the things that you've created for us, all the things that you've given to us, all the things that are good that come from you being our Father are available to us now. And I ask that you would help us to live a life that's worthy of your Son's sacrifice. We thank you, Jesus, for coming and dying for our sins. And we thank you that we now have access to your family. And we're all a part of your family. We love you and we thank you in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. So, one more thing that the scripture says is that all of heaven celebrates when one person gives their life to Christ. When one sinner comes home. Today, do you know how many people raised their hands? I'm not going to tell you the number. It was a bunch. So guess what? Just like heaven is celebrating, we're going to stand up and we're going to sing a song and we're going to celebrate. Are y'all ready? Are there hand motions to this one?
No.
No,
I mean, you can do hand motions if you want, but I don't think there's any like predefined things you have to
so,
do.
So we're going to stand up and we're going to enjoy each other, the song, the music, his presence. Let's do it.